Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
According to the website 538.com, Representative Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 90% of the time.
Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue toured John and Becky Altobelli's vegetable farm in Valencia August 23rd as part of a whirlwind visit to Columbia County, where he heard from several local farmers on Mexican labor, Canadian steel, depressed prices for milk, and other topics. Perdue said foreign workers, and I quote, are part of the productivity of the American farmer in a very unique way, end quote. With farmers across the country relying on tens and thousands of seasonal workers, Perdue said the Agricultural Department is trying to speed up the visa process. U.S. Representative John Faso, who joined Perdue on the tour, said he was backing a bill to provide a, and I quote, legal, stable agricultural workforce, end quote, that could cover 3 million currently undocumented people in the U.S. The measure would require the workers to return to their home country periodically as a touchback provision. On the issue of imposed U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods, Perdue said the changes were necessary to achieve beneficial ends, likening it to going on a diet, and I quote, that might not feel good at first, end quote. He said Canadian barriers to U.S. products were unfair and that the U.S. had to respond in kind. Asked about depressed prices for milk and other agricultural products, Perdue said details on which U.S. commodities will receive government subsidies will be announced August 27th. He did not indicate whether milk would be included. Perdue hinted that some kind of agreement with Mexico on trade issues could be announced, and I quote, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, once Mexico is in hand, we hope that Canada will come along quickly, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Matthew Nancy reports at the Fray August 23rd that Diane Neal and Dow LaManga will not appear on the ballot in November in the 19th congressional district election, with the State Board of Elections ruling they did not file enough signatures with their petitions. Neal, a television actor who lives in Hurley, and LaManga have 3 days to appeal, and both say they will try to get back on the ballot. Neal, who started in the television series Law and Order Special Victims Unit, included 1,852 invalid signatures among the 4,181 she submitted. The board invalidated 1,592 of LaManga's 4,235 submitted signatures, and candidates are required to get 3,500. LaManga said, and I quote, a lot of it is nitpicking technicalities, end quote. Neal thinks her appeal will succeed. She said, and I quote, as long as the judiciary is following their own laws, the laws of New York State that are very clearly laid out, it won't be any problem to get on the ballot in November, end quote. Republican incumbent John Faso, Democrat Antonio Delgado, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield, and independent Louisa Parker of Calicoon are also on the ballot November 6th. Read the full story at the Fray.
The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, was at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds touting legislation he is co-sponsoring to create an agricultural worker immigrant work visa program. Quote, this is critical for our agricultural industry. It is also critical for us in the Hudson Valley because we are not going to have the workers to harvest our crops and milk our cows unless we do something about the migrant labor issue, unquote. Faso said August 23rd. Migrant workers classified as H-2C under the proposed Agricultural Guest Worker Act could work in the United States for a maximum of 36 months. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News.
The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting area officials are mourning the passing of U.S. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, who died August 25th at age 81, and reflecting on his life. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York, said McCain's, and I quote, dedication to his country and the military were unsurpassed, and maybe most of all, he was a truth teller, never afraid to speak truth to power in an era where that has become all too rare. The Senate, the United States, and the world are lesser places without John McCain, end quote. Schumer also announced his intention to introduce a resolution to rename the Russell Senate Office Building in McCain's honor. Kinderhook Republican U.S. Representative John Faso said McCain was, and I quote, an American patriot dedicated to our Constitution and ideals it represents, end quote. Faso said, and I quote, his courage as a POW in the Hanoi Hilton will be long remembered. America has lost a dedicated and loyal son, end quote. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce will host a Meet the Congressional Candidates event during its monthly breakfast meeting September 20th at the Best Western Plus Hotel in Kingston. The 19th Congressional District candidates scheduled to participate are first-term incumbent John Faso, a Republican, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield. They will speak and answer questions from the audience. Reservations are required, and anyone interested must pay to attend. The cost of admission is $35. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Immediately after Republican Arizona Senator John McCain died over the weekend, there was an outpouring of tributes from both political parties from New York politicians. A few days later, there is criticism of how President Donald Trump reacted to the death. Trump and McCain did not get along, and the White House on Monday first lowered flags in honor of McCain, then raised them back, then lowered them again. Republican Jake Ashby, who holds the 107th Assembly District seat representing Rensselaer County and parts of Columbia County, wrote on Twitter August 27th that, and I quote, playing games with tradition following the death of a POW and U.S. Senator is not right. If Senator McCain is not worthy of this tradition, I don't know who is. This isn't winning, this is losing, end quote. John Faso, the congressperson from Kinderhook, also took to Twitter. Faso wrote, and I quote, the White House should issue a presidential proclamation to lower flags nationally for the next week to honor the life and service of John McCain, an American hero who deserves no less, end quote. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that the Teamsters Local 294 endorsed Republican Representative John Faso August 27th over Democrat Antonio Delgado, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield, and Independent Lucia Parker. John Bulgaro, the local's president, said, and I quote, since taking office, Congressman Faso has been a dedicated supporter of efforts to guarantee solvency of the New York State Teamsters Conference Pension and Retirement Fund. We thank him for his efforts and look forward to continue working with him to ensure our members' retirement money is safe and accessible in the future, end quote. Faso, a freshman congressperson in a swing district, thanked the union for their support. He said, and I quote, it is a privilege to work with Local 294 on issues important to its members and their families. I am pleased to have earned their support in this election. I will continue to fight for our commercial vehicle operators who have been and will continue to be a linchpin in America's economic engine, end quote. Read the full story in New York State of Politics. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media, 19th District Congressional Candidate Democrat Antonio Delgado officially opened his new campaign headquarters in the city of Hudson August 28th. The office is located at 717 Columbia Street in the space that used to be Billy's Italian Market. Retired physician and Hudson resident Catherine Clark attended the opening and for the first time heard Delgado speak. Clark told Moody, and I quote, he is charismatic and has a good energy. He could be a good leader, end quote. Columbia County has nearly 15,000 active Democrats registered to vote and approximately 12,000 active Republicans, according to the State Board of Elections. Greene County reports more than 7,200 active Democrats registered and nearly 12,000 active Republican voters. Delgado said at the opening, and I quote, I feel it every day, I'm out there every day, and I can't tell you how committed right now people are to change, to making a bold statement. We have an opportunity to make real, concrete change. We have the opportunity to put someone in Congress who really cares, who is here to do the work, who is actually here to reflect the will of the people, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman and the Associated Press are reporting the U.S. International Trade Commission August 29 blocked tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on import newsprint. The commission found that American producers were not harmed by imports from Canadian paper mills. The newspaper industry had complained that the rising cost of newsprint made it harder to operate. The commission heard testimony in July that the tariffs were actually harming the paper industry they were supposed to protect. The higher prices had caused publishers to reduce the number of pages in their papers and also led newspapers to cut staffing and the number of local events they covered. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, celebrated the decision in a tweet. And I quote, ITC made exactly the right decision to completely eliminate them. I will remain vigilant to make sure they never return, end quote. U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, also hailed the decision, and I quote, people across upstate New York depend on local newspapers to know what's going on in their communities. These tariffs threaten to cause irreversible damage to the local newspapers, which already operate under thin margins. This is a good day for the people of upstate New York and the hardworking employees of local newspapers, end quote. The Commerce Department imposed the tariffs in response to a complaint from a paper producer in Washington State. The company can appeal the commission's ruling. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that a political attack ad against Democrat Antonio Delgado uses an excerpt from an article about the 19th congressional district candidate that is, and I quote, completely out of context, end quote, according to the founders of Chronogram magazine. The Congressional Leadership Fund, a group that backs U.S. House Republicans, made the advertisement that lifts three words from the July 20th, 2018 Chronogram article, New York 19 Rap Narratives Painfully Free of Substance. Brian K. Mahoney, editorial director of Chronogram parent Luminary Media, said in a statement, and I quote, Chronogram condemns this super PAC attack on Delgado that takes our coverage completely out of context, end quote. The ad attacks Delgado for profane and sexist language on a 2006 hip-hop album he released and says that Chronogram called the album, and I quote, fraught with profanity, end quote. But the article used that phrase in reference to the way a now-deleted anonymous Twitter account described Delgado's rap album. The full quote from the article reads, and I quote, the songs in his album, Painfully Free, the account revealed, are fraught with profanity, anti-capitalist sentiments, and contentious critiques of race relations in America, as well as some misogynistic language, end quote. So Chronogram did not write that Delgado's 12-year-old album was fraught with profanity, but some anonymous Twitter user did. Mahoney said, and I quote, Chronogram encourages voters to look beyond political attack ads paid for by outside groups and focus on learning about where the candidates stand on the issues, end quote. Delgado, who lives in Rhinebeck, is running against freshman Congressperson John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, in the November 6 election in New York's 19th congressional district, which includes Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Delaware counties, most of Dutchess counties, and some or all of six other counties. Since Delgado won the June 26 Democratic primary, Faso and the National Republican Group have spent most of the time talking about Delgado on his rap past rather than his current political positions. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.